जीने की ये कला, करबला तो होगा भला, जीवन के जीने की ये कला, करते चलो सबका भला, जीवन के जीने की ये है कला, करते चलो।
ओम शांति। You all are very near and dear to Baba, right? So why don't you become near to me? Come closer. Come closer so that I can see your very good smiling faces. How many of you follow Hindi? No? Okay. There was a beautiful song just now played by the brother. You do good for everyone, selfless. You do good for everyone without any selfish motive. And that's a very wonderful art of living. Yeah, as Baba many times says, do good, be good, do a lot of charity. Yeah, and it comes back to you. So what kind of charitable acts have we done in this birth so that we are sitting in Gyan Sarovar? Have we done any charitable acts in this birth? Yes. And we should be proud about it. We should not be arrogant about it. We should keep on doing it. We should be proud about it. And we should continue doing it. All charity work that we do, day in and day out. Right? I'm a neuropsychiatrist in this birth, and I'm in the global hospital for the last 24, 25 years, and I see a lot of patients every day. The patients having stress, anxiety, depression, insomnia, schizophrenia, and many more illnesses, psychosomatic illnesses. And I enjoy treating them. I enjoy giving them treatment and best possible advice. I know this is a perfect time for the double foreigners and especially the Russians to visit India and Mount Abu. It's a lot of snowfall there. There's no sunlight. Right? The temperature is in minus 20s, and you are enjoying the perfect weather. Yeah, the gross weather and the spiritual weather. How fortunate you are. But yes, the present times are the times of Iron Age, and there are many countries which are in trouble. So is true with Russia. I did not elaborate on what the country is going through. You are all aware of it, right? The economic slump, the slowdown, and so-called war with Ukraine and things like that. And you are sitting in peace in Baba's lap in Gyan Sarovar. I'm giving you the whole perspective of the globe, right? So that you can value yourself more. you can do more efforts in order to elevate yourself. All right, I'm not going to give you a very big lecture like a one-way traffic. I would like to have chit-chat with you. And chit-chat regarding health, stress, things like that. If you have any queries, if you have any comments, then we can discuss more about it. So let it be a two-way traffic rather than a one-way traffic. Right? All right. How many languages are being translated? One is Russian, the other is Tamil, and the third one is Polish?
Spanish.
Okay. All right. Questions? Yes. You need an interpreter, right?
What about them think? What will you think about them?
Mm-hmm. It's a very good question. There are many people in the world who label the others, oh, you're crazy. So it's true with everyone. Baba says in the Murli, the whole world has become a mental hospital. Somebody is crazy to 10%, somebody is crazy to 50%, somebody is 90% crazy. Let's honestly accept it, acknowledge it. But at the same time, if you feel that you are all right and you are not crazy, you are very wise, very mature, and still any other divine sister labels you as crazy, then you can always discuss openly with her. All right, I'm crazy. Can you please tell me what kind of craziness do you find in me? And if she comes out with an answer, then you can discuss more about it. And if she is at fault, if she is mistaken by labeling you as crazy, she would feel sorry about it. But if you have done some mistake, out of stress, out of depression, out of anxiety, tension, which looks like crazy, then you will feel sorry about it, won't you? But our aim should be to get rid of the craziness, to get rid of stress, so that it doesn't recur. Every incident in the life teaches us a lesson. If something bad has happened to that sister by your unknown inadvertent behavior, and if she points out that behavior to you, you feel sorry about it and you try to rectify it so that it doesn't recur. But you didn't do any bad thing for that sister. On the contrary, she wanted to tease you, criticize you wrongly by labeling you as crazy. She would feel sorry about it and she would improve. Let's hope that. So I was not the witness of your interaction with that sister, so I cannot comment upon anything, whether you were right or she was right. Okay? Okay. All right. Any other question or comment? I'm a psychiatrist, by the way, so you can throw any question related to mental health. You might be having many questions regarding Bab Dada's last Murli, right? Do you have any questions? And if you don't have, I'll tell you. Yeah, your sister, you want to ask something? Yes, the first one, yeah. Spanish. Spanish, right. Where are you from? Colombia? Dominican. Mm-hmm. Mm. Please translate. Sure. It's a good question, and all instrumental teachers who look after the centers in foreign lands should know about it. If a student who has a major psychiatric illness like schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, or bipolar disorder, how would you handle this kind of students? How would you give sustenance to this kind of students? Very important. How many of you have seen the patients of schizophrenia or bipolar disorder in the centers? How many of you? Please raise your hands. Okay. So you know some of the symptoms of schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. These are the severe psychiatric illnesses wherein the patient is not in contact with reality. He has different kind of delusions and hallucinations and disorganized thinking, strange thinking, and that is manifest in the form of his or her behavior. And this kind of patients are even not able to take care of themselves very well. They are unable to do good job. They are unable to maintain good relationships with the family members, friends, and even the Brahmin family in the center. So they have problems in all the areas of their life. Meditation, to some extent, Rajyoga meditation, to some extent, helps these patients or helps the relatives, the caretakers of the patients. Because Baba's knowledge, Baba's philosophy and Rajyoga reduces the level of stress within an individual to some extent, but it cannot fully cure bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. These are the severe psychiatric illnesses which require medicines. Many of them would ask you whether they would stop the medication and do just Rajyoga meditation and will they be all right? They would ask you this kind of pointed, direct questions. You may politely tell them, no, we are not expert to advise you about it. Kindly consult your psychiatrist. If he or she says it can be stopped or it can be reduced, then only you can say you can stop it. Many a times their behavior becomes a kind of a nuisance at the center. And you wrongly label them as Maya. But it is not Maya. It's an illness. It's a severe psychiatric illness which requires medication, medicament. And so, tell the relatives very assertively, very categorically that they should not stop the medicines. Never ever. And there is course of medication for bipolar disorder, for schizophrenia, 2 years, 3 years, or maybe even up to 5 years. But then the psychiatrist would advise, the psychiatrist would give professional advice, not you. As far as they enjoy Baba's company, they enjoy meditation, they enjoy Brahmin family life, and they come to the center, and they are not nuisance to anybody, they don't harm anybody, they don't hurt anybody, they are welcome to the center, right? You cannot say no to them. At the same time, you cannot give any advice, professional advice, as regards stopping the medication or continuing the medication. Let it be left to the treating psychiatrist. This is regarding severe psychiatric illnesses. The minor psychiatric illnesses, yes, meditation is very, very useful, like depression, anxiety, insomnia, or some personality disorders, stress induced headache, migraines, dysmenorrhea, bhavas, knowledge and meditation are very, very useful in reducing the level of stress. Yes, any other comment, any other question? If there are no questions, then I'll let you. Can I ask you questions? Can a teacher ask the question to this? Yes, brother. Autism?
Yes. What you say about?
Yes. The autistic disorder or autistic spectrum disorder earlier on, or Asperger's disorder, these were the different names of the same illness in the past. There are a lot of updates on this illness, especially the treatment part. Earlier on, people used to say there are different viruses that can cause, any viral infection that can cause autistic disorder. Some metal poisoning during childhood, it can cause. Some injury to the brain at the time of birth or after birth. If there is head injury, then autistic disorder can be there. It runs in the families. So many a times it is genetic, it is hereditary. But nowadays, what is most important for autistic disorder is to make the child or the patient as normal as possible. The behavior of the child or the patient is not up to mark, so the academic or the occupational achievement that the patient should achieve is not there because of autistic disorder. And now, the best possible treatment is in the form of different four or five things, you know. The very first thing is education. Education to the patient and family members regarding autistic disorder. What autistic disorder is all about. Number one. Number two, give them counseling. The family counseling, the family therapy, and even to the patient. Number three, educating them about taking good self-care. Number four, medication. Medication are very useful. Different classes of medicines in different dosages. If you give it appropriate dosage, appropriate medicine for an appropriate period, then you can find the difference. I have many patients of autistic disorder, and they are doing very well. The class of drugs, medicines which are very, very useful are antiepileptics, number one. Number two, antipsychotics in low dose. And it improves autistic behavior like anything. But it requires a lot of awareness, a lot of knowledge, a lot of motivation to get treated. It requires family education. It requires psychoeducation regarding the illness. Is there anybody in your family who has an autistic disorder? Yeah? Spiritual counseling.
It's my son a little. It's autism, but a little.
Mm-hmm.
So understand and say how you can see, how you can say about this.
Gyan can help you develop more positive, loving vibrations for this kind of patients. You can have more positive attitude and outlook towards this kind of patients. But it requires treatment. Right? Gyan says you can be positive, you can be loving, caring for anyone, whether he has an autistic disorder or a bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or anxiety or depression, right? But Gyan cannot cure schizophrenia or Gyan cannot cure autistic disorder. Gyan cannot cure even dementia. Yeah? Many of the seniors these days have problem of forgetfulness. Have you noted that? Yeah? Those who are beyond the age of 80, 90, in your Laukic family or even in Brahmin family, sometimes they have problems with their memory, with their concentration. These are all signs of dementia. Again, dementia to an extent can be halted, can be prevented from deteriorating, but it cannot be cured. There is still no cure for dementia. You know, there are different kinds of dementia, vascular dementia, Alzheimer's dementia, in which there is loss of recent memory. Yeah? The driver of a car is most important, of course. But the engine of the car is also very, very important. If you put an expert driver in an old car where the engine has a problem, the gas, there is no sufficient gas and oil and petrol, and you put a very expert driver in that car, will that driver be able to drive the car properly? No. Yeah? So the engine of the car is also very, very important. We all have the old Tamopradan engines in these cars. We all have the most Tamopradan, the old car that we are driving. But we need to take care of the car also. The other driver cannot take care of my car. I have to take care of my car. Yeah? You have to take care of your own car. You have to take care of your engine. And you have to be very careful. So these days, we doctors say that physical health is important. Mental health is also very important. You know, we have four kinds of health. Physical health, mental health, social health, and spiritual health. Baba's Gyan and Baba's meditation improves our spiritual health like anything. Right? But we need to take care of our physical health and mental health by having regular checkups from our family doctor. Yeah? And if we have better health in this birth, we can do more efforts. We can do more service. Right? If you have, say, for example, viral fever and you are down with viral fever, the service will go down, the efforts will go down. So it's better you get the viral fever treated, right? Simple. Similarly, if you have depression, get it treated. If you are depressed, then your level of energy, tempo goes down. You don't enjoy even remembering Baba. You don't enjoy doing service. Right? So, we need to take good care of our physical health and mental health in order to do more efforts, more intense efforts, more service, and so that we can accumulate more fortune. Yeah? Okay, any other question? you all look very, very contented, very, very satisfied, full. Yes, brother? Pavel? Yeah, Pavel?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Any query, any comment? How many of you have? Yes, sister. Karma and?
Karma and diseases.
Diseases, Yeah, see, very good question. Can our karma, yes, I will repeat it so that it can be translated. The sister is asking the question, what is the relationship between the karma and the diseases? And by doing good karma, can we change our DNA? The genes, can we change our genes? Okay. See, there are certain karmas that we have done in previous births, and that is the reason we have inherited this particular body, this car, and we cannot change this car, can we? No. So the car that we have right now is because of the past karma that we had in the previous births. And we cannot change it. What we can do now is we can change some spare parts of the car. The spare parts which are faulty, which can cause diseases. If the pancreas in the tummy is producing less insulin, and that pancreas is inherited from your lokik parents in this birth, and they have diabetes, so you inherit diabetes in this birth. So your pancreas is diseased. So it produces less insulin and you have diabetes. Now, by doing present karma, can you cure diabetes? Or can you change your genes? Right? I'm giving you one example. Right? The question that you have asked. The science is advancing now very fast. Because in the golden age, you will have perfect science. Without any side effects. Without any problem. Perfect science. So now the science is advancing in terms of curing many of the illnesses. That includes diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, neurological diseases, brain diseases. Have you heard of stem cell therapy? Yeah, there is a therapy called stem cell therapy. Similarly, there is a therapy called gene therapy in which they can change your genes. You know, we have inherited about 1% of genes which are abnormal, little less than 1% of genes from our parents. We have almost 40,000 genes in the DNA and the RNA, and that decide the structure and functioning of our different organs. How long would be my nose, how wide it would be, what would be the color of my teeth, what would be the length of my ear, what kind of pancreas I will have, whether it will have normal secreting insulin or not. There are 40,000 genes in the body, but about 400, little less than 400 genes are abnormal, and they cause different illnesses. So if we have inherited an abnormal gene of diabetes that makes your pancreas, your spare part in the car, faulty, diseased, and it causes diabetes. Now, the advances in the science is trying to change the genes of the pancreas. and even stem cell therapy. If you have heard of, let me give a little information about stem cells. Stem cells are the cells which are produced in our bone marrow, where the blood is generated 24 hours round the clock. The long bones are the factories for manufacturing blood. And it has lot many stem cells. Stem cells are the cells which can be converted into the tissues of any organ. It can be converted into the tissues of pancreas, tissues of the heart, tissues of the brain, tissues of the cartilage, tissues of the cornea. So now what scientists are doing, they are preparing these stem cell lines, they call it injections of stem cells, and they are injecting into the organs, and they are giving very promising results. If you have heard of, Ramesh Bhai of Bombay had undergone stem cell therapy for his kidney in Mumbai. Brother Ramesh from accounts department from Mumbai had undergone stem cell therapy for his kidney. He is on regular dialysis of kidney because of his chronic kidney failure. The results are encouraging. It still cannot cure the underlying organ, but eventually the science will update, and let us hope that with the help of stem cell therapy and gene therapy, by doing good scientific karma in this birth, we should be able to change the genes. At the same time, epigenetics is one of the branches of the science which says that by changing your thinking pattern, by changing your belief system, by changing your cognition, you can change your genes. But it's a gradual process, and it takes a time. Our spiritual lifestyle and yogi lifestyle changes our genes without our knowledge. So we become more healthy, more resistant to diseases, right? But we cannot cure many of the genetic or inherited illnesses by practicing meditation, and that is a fact. Sometimes the present karma itself causes many diseases, not the karma of the past births or previous births. If we have very competitive lifestyle, very stressful lifestyle, we are always in a hurry, we are always on a run, that kind of lifestyle which produces more stress and which precipitates stress-induced many illnesses like high blood pressure and diabetes and stroke and hypothyroidism and even cancer without our knowledge. So we need to pay attention to the present karma also. Many of the illnesses are because of our present karma, unhealthy, abnormal karma, right? And many times we are not aware of it. We just automatically do it because we are conditioned to do that. When we are even in our lokic homes, we are conditioned, right? Right from the morning, Amrit Vela, Murali, go for the job, run for the job, drive fast, reach in time, finish the job, come back, exhausted, tired. I have seen your lifestyle, because I go to America every year and I know what kind of lifestyle is there. And sometimes you are not aware of what is happening with your body, with your brain. It's only when you go to the doctor, you get yourself checked, when you undergo medical checkup, then the doctor says, now your blood sugar is rising, your blood pressure is very high. And then you realize that some time back you would have changed your lifestyle, and probably would have stopped developing high blood pressure. So the present karma is also very, very important. Right? Okay. Anything else? Yes, brother. Yes. It's also a miracle when you are asking me this question. The brother is asking a question. Sometimes you have a very good, strong person and who does miracle, who says you will be all right and it becomes all right. Is it possible? And should we believe in it? Have you heard of a phenomenon called placebo? Placebo in science? Placebo. It is known as placebo. If you are very, very gentle, very compassionate, very loving, very strong, very powerful, and if you give a toli to somebody with love, with lot of faith, and tell that person, you will be all right, don't worry. Or if you give a glass of water to that person, don't worry, you will be all right. And do you know how many of them get all right? If 100 people come to you with problems, and you give them a glass of water with love, or a good sweet toli with very good drishti, do you know how many of them will be all right? It is scientific. It is not miracle. It is scientific. And it is known as placebo. 20-30% of people become all right. That is science. But rest, 70-80% will never become all right. And they will never come back to you. They will go to the other doctor. So if you start practicing, say for example, a spiritual healer, and you give an advertisement in the newspaper or on the television that now onwards, I am the brother, I have power of miracles, and I can cure your problems, and you start doing practicing miracles, the next day, you will be able to help only 20-30% of people. Anybody can be a healer. Anybody can do miracle up to 20-30%. But rest 80% would go on suffering. Okay? So I believe in miracle up to 20-30%, not more than that. Okay? Alright. Any other question? You know, we ourselves have healing power within ourselves to some extent. And if you give faith and hope and love, affection to the other person and tell the person, don't worry, you will be all right. And that generates healing within self, within the person, and the person can become all right. But only 2 to 3 out of 10, not more than that. Okay? Yes. Any other question? Yes. But then you consulted the doctor. You underwent sonography of the tummy.
Yes.
So what was the diagnosis of the kidney? Yes, Baba can reduce the suffering. Baba can reduce your pain. The brother is asking, he had a pain in the kidney and he remembered Baba. It's a miracle. His pain in the kidney went away. So it's a miracle. Everyone has this kind of miracles, right? We all experience that Baba's remembrance is very soothing. Yeah? Is a kind of a tranquilizer, is a kind of a painkiller. Yeah? But then, if you have a stone in the kidney, it should be treated by a specialist. It should be taken care of by a surgeon. You can reduce the experience of pain by remembering Baba. But you cannot get rid of your stone in the kidney, if at all, if it is there. Yeah? By Baba. Baba cannot remove that. If he removes your stone, then he should remove the stones of everyone, every child. And he cannot do that, because he is also bound by the law of karma. Right? Okay. Yes, sister. Yeah, so sister is asking me about more about stem cell therapy. Now, so what the doctors are doing now, they are taking out those stem cells from the bone marrow and making injections out of it. Or there are different other good sources of stem cells. One of them is placenta. When the child is born, when the baby is born, in the placenta of the mother from the womb is thrown away. That placenta contains about half a liter or more than that blood, which is a rich source of stem cells. It has got stem cells for different organs. So what these doctors have started doing, they have started preparing stem cell injections from those cells. And if they match with you, then they give you injection. It has to be matched. So, for example, I give you an example. Somebody who had heart attacks 2 times, 3 times. So the wall of the heart becomes dead because of 2 or 3 heart attacks. There are certain organs of the body which cannot regenerate. Naturally. They cannot regenerate naturally. Say, for example, if our skin is cut, it heals by itself and it joins and it makes a new skin. The skin has that power. The bone has that power. If the bone is broken, you put a plaster, the orthopedic surgeon gives a plaster, and the bone unites. There is regeneration of the bone tissues. But if the heart is dead, it cannot regenerate itself. Similarly, if brain is dead, it cannot regenerate. Similarly, if cartilage is dead of the knee joint, it produces osteoarthritis. It cannot regenerate. It has to be replaced by artificial knee joint, or the heart has to be transplanted. The new heart has to be given. This were the current practices until yesterday. But now stem cells have come in a big way. They prepare stem cells of the heart tissue and they inject the heart. The heart cells, the heart muscles become new. It regenerates. So there is no need of a heart transplant. Similarly, if somebody has stroke, a paralysis, or somebody's spinal cord is cut, and there is paralysis of the lower legs, it cannot regenerate on its own. So the stem cells of spinal cord tissue or the brain tissue are injected, and there is a new spinal cord. There is a regeneration of the spinal cord. There is regeneration of the brain tissue, and the person becomes all right. This is now, again, in the final phases. There are different trials going on at different centers. And hopefully, as you change the spare parts of the car in the garage, similarly, stem cell therapy centers would come in. And any of your organ which is damaged, any of the spare part of your car is damaged, you can replace that spare part. You can have a new spare part. Say, for example, your pancreas is faulty, it doesn't produce insulin, and you get the stem cells of pancreas, it starts producing insulin, your diabetes will be cured. You would not require any anti-diabetic drugs. This is going to happen. Science is evolving now. This is going to happen. The gene therapy would be much, much more higher than that. It will eventually eliminate all the illnesses from the world. And we will have sickness-free world. Then only we will have golden age. So, scientists are also trying very hard to send you to the golden age as early as possible. Sorry? Why not? Why not?
No,
if it is really genuinely indicated, if your specialist advises you, if your diabetes is not under control, even it is not under control with your anti-diabetic drugs, then stem cells can be of use. But let your doctor, let your physician decide about it. You should not decide about it. But you should be aware of the basic knowledge about stem cell therapy, okay? So that's why I'm giving you a little bit of knowledge about stem cell. Yes, sister. There are so many actions. Yeah, the sister is asking, if she does something, say for example, she is ironing the clothes, she thinks that that kind of an action she has performed even in the past. So that kind of clip, that shot of that action is recalled again. And she thinks that she has done it even in the previous bus. The bird is flying, for example, and she has a recollection of the memory that, oh, I have seen that bird, the same bird was flying. Deja vu phenomenon, you know, deja vu, it's known as deja vu. Have you met before? Have you met before? And are we going to meet again? All right. If you are sure, then I'm sure. There are so many actions and rituals that we have performed in every birth, every year, every month, every week, or maybe every day. There are many rituals which are eternal rituals. Do you know those rituals? Eternal rituals? Eating is an eternal ritual. We do it every day. So if you go for lunch today, you can tell yourself that yes, I have enjoyed lunch every day, even in the past birth and even past kalpa. You can talk to yourself about that. When you take shower, you have taken shower every day, almost every day, unless you were a child, your parents had given you shower. Otherwise, you have taken shower, you have enjoyed shower. You know, you have done lot many rituals every day, and that automatically triggers the memory of your past birth, your sanskars, right? If you don't experience it during daytime, you can experience it during dreams. Sometimes you have the dreams which recur, which happens again and again. And you think, oh yes, I have done this in the past. And that's why this dream is coming again and again. Without your knowledge, without your permission. The dreams don't take any permission from you. They just come, right? So sometimes the dream and the reality become merged, confused. So you don't know what is reality and what is dream. But you, when you are watching a bird and flying, and you think that you have seen that bird flying before, it's real, right? It's not daydreaming, it's a real thing, right? Yes. This is the same Brahmin family with whom you have lived for at least 21 births, if not 22, 25, or not even 84. Yeah? At least 21 births. Then we don't know from the beginning of the copper age. Someone has gone to Colombia, the other one has gone to Russia, the third one has gone to Australia. There was a big bang then in the beginning of copper age, right? The scientists have mixed history and stories. The mythologies and the stories are mixed. The history and stories are mixed. The Big Bang actually happened just 2500 years back. And it changed the whole geography of the earth. The earth was shaken. And it came down to 66.5 degree. You know. Do you know that? The beginning of Yajna one of the trans messengers was shown the exact form of earth. It was not tilted in the 66.5 degree. The actual north pole and the magnetic north pole were the same in the golden age. This was shown to the trans messenger. And so, instead of the moon revolving around the earth in the form of horizontal form, it was revolving vertically. So every day there was a full moon in front of India. But now, the earth is tilted. It will become straight in the golden age. So there would not be different seasons. It will be fixed season. No tides. There would be rain every night. Perfect Veda. No tides in the seashore. The earth would be 0 degree aligned. The magnetic north pole and the actual north pole would be the same. That was golden age. The nature, all the elements of nature were your subservients. The birds used to play music for you. They used to play songs for you. They will wake you up in the form of an alarm. There won't be any traffic control there. The birds will play traffic control for you, dancing in front of you. Come on, wake up, it's 4 o'clock. There will be traffic control now, just after 5 minutes. So, all right, I give you a glimpse of golden age also. You're tempted to go to golden age, right? We need to be perfect, right? We need to be perfectly healthy in order to go to golden age. We need to carry those sanskars with us of perfection. Whatever you do should be perfect. We should enjoy the perfect state of our well-being, perfect state of our spiritual efforts, perfect health, 100% happiness. There is no dictionary for the deities there which mentions the names like sorrow and unhappiness and sickness and things like that. There is no dictionary like that. And that's the golden age. Yeah? We should be proud of ourselves, right? That we are going to be the masters of the golden age. No, nobody else. People out there in the world are so ignorant, so helpless. Yeah? You should feel pity about them. And you should feel proud about yourselves. Are you proud about yourselves? Yes? Are you? Good, good. Bien, bien. What do you say in Russian? Good? Crushes. Crushes. Bien, bien in Spanish, right? Acha, acha in Hindi. Acha. Namaste. Okay, any other question? Yes, sister. Traffic control? After traffic control? All right. We have 10 more minutes, 10-15 minutes, yeah? Before we enjoy the lunch, which we have enjoyed every day. For 365 days, for 5,000 years. Yes? Shackles? Chakras. Aura, aura.
So the aura and the shadow. And my shadow at that time was. Can you speak a little bit about?
You see, I give you little scientific information about it. The chakras, Yeah, the sister is asking a question that there are different chakras or aura in our body, and there are some machines which takes the photographs of the aura. And she went, you yourself had undergone that photograph, and she had some good chakras here in the upper side, and the lower side it was not so good. Now, you see the subtle body that we have, and she is asking the question that how can we change those chakras and how can we change that aura. It's basically purifying our own consciousness. If you purify our consciousness, if we get rid of all the weaknesses, the sanskars, the subconscious, if we get rid of all the vices and weaknesses from the conscious as well as subconscious, and become completely pure and sato pradhan, then automatically different chakras and aura of your subtle body become divine, become golden. In other words, your consciousness becomes so elevated. In turn, it affects the elements of your body, it affects the element outside. But our aim should be to become perfect. If you undergo a Kirlian photography and you get the photograph of the aura done and it shows that one of the auras is not good, what can you do? They won't give you any advice how to improve that aura. It's the Baba who gives the knowledge how to purify yourself, how to elevate your consciousness, how to uplift your consciousness, how to become perfectly divine. So whether you undergo that photography or not, our aim and objective should be to become completely perfect. That's what Baba says every day in the Moli. Right? The science can give you incomplete information sometimes. Right? The Kirlian photograph, the Kirlian camera can give you the picture of your aura, but it won't advise you how to change that aura, how to make it divine. Right? They won't give you any advice regarding your spiritual health. Right? It's only Baba who gives you the complete knowledge about spiritual health and spiritual sicknesses. Right? Yes, any other question? Yes, sister. It's a very good question. Where are you staying? Which country? UK. Okay. UK, okay. Good. You know, onion and garlic have certain medicinal properties. Similarly, alcohol has medicinal property. You know, few drops of alcohol can dissolve the medicines for your cough. So many of the cough syrups have alcohol as the base for that medicine to be dissolved into it, and they are useful. It does not mean if alcohol has got medicinal property when you have got cough, fine. It can help you get rid of cough. But if you don't have cough and you take alcohol every day, what happens? If you have normal cholesterol, if you have normal blood pressure, and they claim that garlic is known to cause low cholesterol, and if you take it every day, what happens? You ask them this question. It's not a food, it's a medicine, right? And you take medicine every day as food, what happens? It will give you harm. Simple, as simple as that. And have you seen yourself, if somebody is eating a lot of garlic and onion, it's a kind of a bad fragrance that comes out from his or her clothes, sweating, you know. I don't like personally. I haven't been eating it since childhood. I was in Gyan. Even I was, my mother was not taking me to the center. I didn't like onion and garlic. It gives you so pungent, so bad odor on your sweat, you know. You can't breathe yourself. Your quality of sweat is so bad, or the odor from your body comes so bad. I mean, still people eat it, right? People eat different many things. So is the reason for non-veg. Omelette, eggs, non-veg, they all cause a lot of harm. There are certain meat industry people. They are very influential, meat industry people. They are very influential. They carry out few sponsored studies. They give a lot of funds to the doctors. And they carry out with sponsored studies which says that non-veg diet is very good. It's a lot of proteins and things like that. Don't believe in sponsored studies. They can be misleading. And now science says, after many years, non-veg diet causes lot many illnesses as compared to the vegetarian diet. We have Brahma Kumari's sister, Dr. Hansa Rawal, who runs a center in Texas in United States. She is a colonel in American Army for last 35, 40 years. Originally Indian. And when she gives a class, she used to give class in Madhuban many years back. You know, American Army has done a very long research study comparing the vegetarian diet and the non-vegetarian diet. They have followed up thousands of people for 30 to 40 years. And the results of that study is still not being published. Only because the vegetarian diet is far, far, far better than the non-veg diet. And if they publish that research study, the American Army, the meat industry will be closed in America. And if the meat industry is closed, the weapon industry will be closed. And if the weapon industry will be closed, there will be complete peace in the world. I'm just making a statement which is not spiritual in any way. Okay. All right. What else? Any other question? And we remember Baba for 5 minutes. Yeah. That's it. Hope you enjoy your stay in Madhuban. Yeah. In Gyan Sarovar, and take very good care of yourselves. And if you have any problem as regards your health, I'm there in the global hospital. You can meet me. I wish you come to me as a healthy person, not as a patient. All right. Take care. All the best. Om Shanti. Okay. Now you remember Baba? Yeah, for 5 minutes. Thank you.